You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling. Hold it now.
Weekdays at 9 a.m., 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Today, Roland talks to Congresswoman Karen Bass. They're back in session, huh, Roland?
That's
right.
And
Roy Johnson kicks off the year-long health and wellness initiative brought to you by TV One. From Washington, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Hope you had a great, great weekend and you stayed warm all across the country. Tom, you know, we often see these stories about child support payments and folks not making their particular payments and things along those lines. But what happens when you're a brother and you make your payment and they still send you to jail? That is the case for Clifford Hall, a brother out of Houston, Texas. He joins us this morning along with his attorney, Taisha Elam. And Clifford, this is unbelievable. So you have no issue paying your child support. You paid it, yet the judge still says you're going to jail for 6 months.
Why?
I have no idea. That's the question that I asked. That's the same question that my attorney asked. And I'm still just at a loss.
Taisha, what's the deal here? What's the rationale behind sending the brother to jail for 6 months when he's paid his child support?
I actually don't think there is a rationale for it. I think what has happened is ever since 2007, in Texas, our residents were protected under the law. There's a statute. It's Section 157.162D. That used to say that if a person came to court and they were caught up on their child support, you could do whatever you wanted to that person, but you couldn't throw them in jail. Well, the problem is that was enacted in 2007. The
right.
Supreme Court, you know, came down in a 2012 case, argued earlier in 2013, and said, you know, current means current. Don't throw these people in jail. However, our state legislature this summer repeal that law. And they basically said, hey, if you're caught up and we just want to send you to jail, we have every right to do that.
We just want to.
We just want to.
Now, the judge also said that that Clifford was missing visitation and it wasn't handling on time. Clifford, explain exactly, you know, what happened. You know, you said that you didn't even get the notices that your visitation was changed.
No, what happened? My visitation was there was a modification done for my visitation.
Okay.
And for the past, what, my son is 11, 5 years or whatever, I had been picking my son up at 3 o'clock. Well, I picked him up once or twice right after the thing when I wasn't supposed to that. Like I said, I didn't know because of the way, and I explained that in the court, my attorney explained it. No, it wasn't that he did it intentionally because he was accustomed to do it, and it wasn't explained that he was, you know, that he wasn't supposed to pick him up. So that's how that happened. Also, it was a Christmas visitation where I kept my son following my court order, and my court order was different from my son's mom's court order, and I was held in contempt for that also.
You were following the old court order versus what the new court order was, and so the judge said, okay, fine, so you're in violation. Taisha, what about this whole issue of they're making him pay her attorney's fees?
I think that's really what the case is about because that's also a part of the new legislation that was effective September 1st, 2013, and that legislation says that even if you're not found in contempt, that the court can award attorney's fees. And I think that that's irrational, that's unreasonable. Here there was a contempt finding, but basically, you know, the attorney's fees award is in the judge's discretion. So if she
Who is this judge? What's this judge's name?
It's Judge Lisa Millard of the 310th Court.
Judge Lisa Millard. I mean, what's stunning, Clifford. First of all, Clifford, you're working. How's this going to impact your job?
Oh yeah.
That's interesting. I'm more than likely I'm going to lose my job.
Wow. So you're paying child support. You have a job that allows for you to pay your child support. But the judge holds you in contempt and also telling you to pay attorney's fees. But putting you in jail will cause you to lose your job, which now means your child, your son, can't get child support.
What's your son's mother saying about this?
And what's her situation?
Yeah.
I'd like to respond to that.
Well, she's the one that's pushing this.
Say it again.
I say she's the one that's pushing it.
Let her.
Taisha, you go ahead and respond, please.
Just because I feel like there are other mothers that may be similarly situated, I find that I believe that her position is one where the silence is golden. She hasn't had to be aggressive because her attorney has been aggressive. She hasn't had to seek incarceration because the judge is seeking incarceration. She does, of course, have the power, you know, to say that this is not right, this is unjust. But if her attorney's saying, hey, you know, let me get this $3,500, $3,900 attorney's fees judgment, you just hold on, you know, what is she going to do? You know, that's $3,900 that she doesn't have to pay. You know, so, I mean, I think that that's what's unfortunate. I don't want to, you know, come on here and bash her as much as I believe it's a system that allows her silence to be just as impactful as any argument.
When do you go to court?
We go back on the 21st, but I'm hoping actually to go back before then because, of course, you know, Mr. Hall is going to have to surrender himself. You know, he's under this court order. We're taking advantage of the opportunity to tell his story, but his situation is real.
And you can know, anything be done regarding his employment so that with an understanding?
Keep his job.
Yeah. That's what we're hoping. That's what we're hoping by exposing his story. I've spoken with people at his employer, and they do understand. I haven't spoken with every decision maker, but I'm hoping that
what do you do for a living, sir?
I work for AT&T.
And how much are your child support payments?
Can I tell that?
Yeah, I mean they're reasonable, you know, based on his income, and actually that's another issue in the sense that they actually warrant a modification because Mr. Hall, when the order was originally entered in 2012, even though his income was reduced, he continued to try to maintain the higher obligation. And that's, you know, the reason why we don't want to go into it too far is because that's a whole another issue is that he was, that's why I call it an overpayment. He was trying to maintain an obligation that was greater than what his income warranted.
And how are you paying your attorney?
Same way. I'm just making it happen.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
Well, again, the bottom line is, I think for people out there, this is what we talk about. When you have these laws that are changed, lawmakers don't understand the real impact to regular, ordinary folk. And that's what it boils down to. And so hopefully, I would hope, and I'm going to give a call to State Senator Rodney Ellis, as well as State Senator Royce West, to get their perspective as well, to see what they can do as well. So Clifford Hall, thank you very much. Taisha Elam, thank you very much as well.
Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you all.
All right, thank you.
What a messed up.
That is really crazy.
That is so messed up.
The last thing we need are more people in jail where taxpayers have to pay for. Mm. That's just dumb.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV One.